Welcome to the What I Learned in History Class podcast for the week of April 24th through 28th. I'm your host, Lucia Gomez. Today, we will be taking a look at America in the 1980s, in specific, the era of Reagan and the conservatives. First, we will take an in-depth look into Reagan's first inaugural address, marking the very beginning of Reagan's presidency, and how it dictated his presidency and the time period of rising conservatism in the United States. Next, a deep dive analysis on the Grenada invasion by going through Laura K. Wheeler's article, The Grenada Invasion, Expanding the Scope of Humanitarian Intervention, published in Boston College International and Comparative Knowledge Review, as it discusses the incident as well as the perception and legality of America's actions. And lastly, a Q&A segment with our teacher, Mr. Sanders. To provide background, Ronald Reagan was elected during the 1980s election, though he ran in the 1976 election, but lost the presidential nomination, the Republican nomination won by Ford. In 1980, however, he was elected president, setting the record for oldest president to be elected, and served two terms as president from that point forward. The elections were held on November 4th. Coincidentally, exactly 1 year after the hostage crisis, and his inauguration on January 20th, 1981, marked the day the hostages were freed. This could very well be a reason for some of Reagan's aspirations concerning the future of America and what he promoted throughout his presidency. For example, one of his goals was a militarily stronger America. Furthermore, Reagan had been an actor before he was ever elected or ran for presidency. He was known as the great communicator and considered a very upbeat and optimistic person. This is reflected in his speech and part of why it's an important part of his presidency. His speech defines his political philosophy, and it is apparent the influence he had on rising conservatism in the States. For example, he begins by thanking the last president, President Carter, and stating that, "We are a united people pledged to maintaining a political system which guarantees individual liberty to a higher degree than any other. It is a core value of conservatism that individual freedom is granted. Individual freedom is defined by Webster's Dictionary as the freedom of the people in going and coming, equality before the courts, security of private property, freedom of opinion and its expression, and freedom of conscience subject to the rights of others and of the public compare personal liberty." Reagan's belief in the ideology is further exemplified in his claim that government is not the solution to our problem, government is the problem. This statement could also be considered foreshadowing to Reaganomics, the philosophy of supply-side economics. Reaganomics included tax cuts, cuts on federal spending, and deregulation. Reagan stated his grievances about the government and acted on them, 1983 to 1989 becoming one of the longest times of economic prosperity to date. Reagan's prerogative was to cater to the public in the States, but also heavily involved himself in foreign affairs. His statement from the address, "We as Americans have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom," reflects his beliefs regarding the strength of the American political system as a whole and as a concept, and this in turn is reflected in his accreditation to the end of communism in the States and his encouragement of democracy in the Soviet Union. Even more so, it showed Reagan to be patriotic without being naive, aiding in the regeneration of trust in the government after World War II and the Cold War. Reagan remained true to his word and stuck to his political philosophy outlined in his inaugural address. Overall, a for-the-people president, Reagan did set off a bout of controversy when the Reagan administration launched the invasion of the Caribbean island of Grenada. More on that after a word from our sponsors. The Grenada invasion occurred October 25th, 1983, in the Caribbean island of Grenada, involving the evacuation of 1,000 U.S. citizens in Grenada in order to ensure the protection of the U.S. citizens in question. The cause for fear of the safety and freedom of the U.S. citizens was the turmoil the island of Grenada was experiencing in regard to their political leadership. Prime Minister Maurice Bishop created a socialist government but was challenged by those who wanted a strictly Marxist government system. Tensions grew between Bishop and the Deputy Prime Minister Bernard Cord, which coalesced into a violent power struggle, ending in the execution of Minister Bishop. Due to governmental disarray, leaving the island was not a feasible course of action, though it left U.S. citizens trapped as well as permanent residents of the island. In order to prevent the capture or harm of said citizens, the invasion and evacuation was enacted. While the successful mission was considered a prosperous and celebratory occasion in the U.S., much of the rest of the world thought the very opposite. In fact, many believed Reagan had just seized an opportunity to invade Grenada. Eventually, the UN Security Council and UN General Assembly became involved and denounced United States actions as unlawful. There was much debate over this accusation, as there is an exception for such actions if they are acted upon due to intent of humanitarian intervention under the UN Charter. That is, to do moral good for others, despite the moral ambiguity of the action when in terms of international affairs. Some argued the execution of the United States motives was unjustified and defied the Charter's value of non-intervention and state sovereignty. Others argued it was lawful as it protected human rights, a requirement to be legal under the jurisdiction of the Charter. To this day, many scholars and articles have researched contingencies and examined the principal legalities behind the incident. It is the current belief that the actions of the U.S. are lawful under the twin doctrines of protection of nationals and humanitarian intervention. And now a couple questions for Mr. Sanders. Number one. In your reading on the invasion of Grenada, you mentioned some felt that Reagan was just looking for a reason to invade a relatively small nation. What are your thoughts on why that invasion took place? From what I read, it felt as though Reagan felt he had both a reputation to uphold as well as a need to reanimate American nationalism. Reagan's presidency took place shortly after a long period of turmoil for the states, and he seems to feel the need to repair that doubt in the government. Even more so, he even says in his speech that he won't see America be humiliated and seemed to want to secure its position as a superpower. Ultimately, I do agree with the consensus that the invasion was permissible and with genuine intentions. However, I do see there being ulterior motives to some degree. Number two, Reagan is considered one of the more popular American presidents in the last 50 years. What do you feel contributes to his continuing popularity as a national leader? He seems to have kept all of the promises he made as president, at the very least most of them. The economy would be arguably substantially worse had he not bolstered it during the 1983 through 1989 timeframe. He's been said to have been very charming, and I think that sort of thing stays with people. I also don't think it hurts that as of late there have been very few politicians in general for which the same can be said. And that concludes this episode of What I Learned in History Class. This has been your host, Lucia Gomez. Thank you for listening. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode of What I Learned in History Class.